ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. At the top of the Omer, the Gemara brings a thrilling machlokes about a case where Reuven said to Shimon, Kni At V'chamor. I'm giving all my nechosim to you and the chamor, so obviously the part about the chamor is meaningless. The question is, what about Shimon? How much of the nechosim does Shimon get? So the sheet of Rav Nachman is Kono Mechzo, Shimon gets half of the Nechosim. Rav Nuno Omar Loi Omar Klum, according to Rav Huna, Shimon does not get anything. And Rav Sheisha says Kono HaKoil, Shimon gets all of the Nechosim. Now the sheet of Rav Nachman is the most simplest to understand. Rav Nachman says Kono Mechzo, the Pshat is, as the Rashbam explains, since he said At V'chamor, so his Kavanah was half of the Nechosim should go to Shimon and half to the Chamor. And even though obviously the Chamor cannot be Kona half, still the Rashbam says, Leitolon zeh bezeh, we don't assume that his intention was that the two matanis should be dependent one on another, and if even though the half cannot go to the chamor, Shimon can still get the other half. And the second sheet is the sheet of Rav Nuno says, Leomar klum, the Rashbam over here explains, Kivin de bekinyin echod sheetev shneihem, he gave over with one kinyin to both of them, Leinigmra bedaitai lahaknes lezeh beloi zeh klum, he didn't have das to be makna to one without the other one. What the Rashbam is saying is, Rav Nuna holds that we assess the person's das and we assume that he would not have wanted that half of the nechasim should go to Shimon if the other half is not going where he intended it to go, and since the chamor cannot be kosher, therefore Shimon does not get his half either. And the Yadir Malvin here explains like this as well. He says, Rav Nuna holds that when a person says, At v'chamor l'shavinu ka'adodi k'omechavin, his intention is to compare the two. Therefore, since the chamor cannot be koina, his intention also is that Shimon should not be koina as well. So clearly, this is a svar in das. We understand that his das is that he does not want Shimon to be koina, since the chamor does not get the other chalek. There is, however, another tzad to understand the shita of Rav Hamnuna, which a number of achronim bring, and as we'll see, this seems to be right from the hemshach of the Gemara to this tzad. In the shiur of Shmuel from Shmuel Rozovsky and Kedushin Ois Tof Lamed Zayin, as well as in the Noita Behuda. In Madura Kama Choshe Mishpa Simen Chav Zayin, they have a tzad to explain that the chesaron over here, according to Rav Nuna, is not a svar of das. It's not the pshat that we assess the person's das and assume that he would not want Shimon to get anything since the chamor is not getting. Rather, the pshat is that since he's giving his nechosim with one hakno to the chamor and to Shimon, it's one maisa hakno, he's putting the matana together, and the male, if half of the matana is not able to be niskayim, then the male, the other half, is botel as well. This would be a cloud that a maisa akno which cannot be fully niskayim, and the whole akno is bottle. So these are two possible tzadim to understand the sheet of Rav Nuno. We'll see more about this behemshich. And if Sheshir is the third sheet, or if Sheshir holds kona koil, so here again there are two tzadim how to understand what is the pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshir. The Rashbam explains odim yedei she'in chamor koine ve'gomer b'daitoy shemit sheyuchal liknois mishneim yikne. The pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshir is, since he said you and the chamor should be koine everything, and a person knows that a chamor cannot be koine, so we could tell that really his das is that the person should be koine everything. This is how the Rashbam learns that the sheet of Rav Sheshir is based on the fact that we assume that a person knows that a chamor cannot be koine. The Rav Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim in Ois Tov Kuf Aleph, he has a different halach to explain the sheet of Rav Sheshir, and as we'll see, there are shenim in the sugya of Mavur that they learned like this. Rav Chanan explains that the Yisrael Machoikis between Rav Nachman, who says that he only gets half, and Rav Sheshir, who says that he gets the whole thing, the pshat is, what is the person's intention when he says, I'm being makna to both of you? For example, if he's makna all of his nechosim to two people, is the pshat that he's being makna only half of the nechosim to each person, or is the pshat that he means to give all of his nechosim to both people? In other words, each one b'etzim has a schus to receive all of the nechosim, however, since he gave all the nechosim to two people, so they cannot both possibly get the whole thing, each one ends up with only half. But Be'etzim it's a hakno on all of the nechosim to each one. That's the pshat in Machlokes over here. If Nachman holds, we consider it a hakno on half of the nechosim to each person. Therefore, in the case of At v'chamor, so the chamor doesn't get anything, but it doesn't mean that the person will get all of the nechosim, because the nechosim still only had das to be makna half of the nechosim to the person. Rav Sheshir, however, understands that it's a full hakno on all of the nechosim to both him and to the chamor. Therefore, if it would have been to two people, each one b'etzim has a schus to get the whole thing, but they divide it, because both of them have a right to get the nechosim. In the case of At v'chamor, where the chamor obviously cannot get anything, the person will end up with all of the nechasim. Rabbi Chanan explains further that according to Rav Sheshes, this haknov here would be similar to the concept of Yerusha. If a person dies and he has two sons, it's not the pshat that each son only has a schus in half of the nechasim, rather each son has a schus in all of the nechasim, but since there are two sons, they have to divide it equally. And Rabbi Chanan says another nafkamini would come out from this machlekes, according to the way that we're explaining now, that the Yaseya machlekes is whether we look at it as aknon, half of the nechasim for each, or a full aknon for each. What will be in the case if there's a machlekes between two people, Reuven and Shimon? Reuven claims that Levi gave him all of his nechasim. And Shimon claims, no, what happened was Levi said that my nechasim should go to both Reuven and Shimon. Rabbi Chanan explains this would be tallying the Tutsdadim, and according to where Rabbi Chanan wants to explain the Gemara, it would be tallying the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. If you hold it the sheet of Rav Nachman, when a person gives all of his nechasim to two people, what he means to say is that half should go to one person and half to the other person. Then what happens in this case? Reuven is claiming that Levi gave me all of his nechasim, and Shimon is claiming, though, that he gave half to you, Reuven, and half to me. So then the deal will be, Reuven would get one half, and the other half, the second half, which they're arguing about, they would divide that between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven would be left with three quarters, and Shimon would get one quarter. However, Rabbi Chanan says, if you hold like the sheet of Rav Sheshes, that when a person gives his nechasim to two people, it's not the pshat that he's giving half of his nechasim to each one, rather he's giving all of his nechasim to each one, and they end up dividing it because each one has the right to get all of the nechasim. If so, in this case, Rabbi Chanan says, then the deal will be, ein safik moitzi midei vadai, and Reuven will get all of the nechasim. In other words, since Reuven's claim is that he gave all of his nechasim to me, and even according to Shimon's claim, Shimon's not saying that half of the nechasim were given to Reuven and half to Shimon. Rather, Shimon's claiming that all of the nechasim were given to Reuven and all of the nechasim were given to Shimon. If so, even according to Shimon's claim, Be'etzem Reuven has a schus on all of the nechasim. Meaning Shimon's also masking that Levi gave all of the nechasim to Reuven. Just Shimon's claiming that he also gave all of his nechasim to me, and therefore we have to divide in half-half. If so, we would apply the klal of Ein Safik Moitzim Dei Vadai, since Reuven definitely has a schus on all of the nechasim. And Shimon is a Safik, it's a Safik whether he also was given all of the nechasim. So the din is that Reuven will get everything, that's the klal of Ein Safik Moitzim Dei Vadai, just as we find by Yerusha. The din is if there's a Vadai son and a Safik son, the Vadai son gets all of the nechasim. The pshat is because, as we said, by Yerusha, in the case where there are two sons, it's not the pshat that each one only has a schus on half of the nechasim, and the pshat is that each one has a schus on all of the nechasim. Since each one has a schus on all of it, they end up each getting half. Therefore, the din is that if there's one person who is definitely a son of the mace, and someone else who's a suffik, the din is that we'll give all of the nechasim to the vadai. If you would have said that the way Yerusha works is differently, that each son only has a schus on half of the nechasim, you would not have said over here, Ein Safik Moitzim Dei Vadai, you would not have called Reuven a Vadai. You can't say he has a definite claim on all of the Nechasim, because on the side that there is another son, then Reuven is only supposed to get half of the Nechasim. And since the Pshat of Yerusha is not like that, the Pshat is, each son has a full Schus on all of the Nechasim, therefore the din is that if there's one Vadai son and one Safik son, Ein Safik Moitzim Dei Vadai, and the Vadai son gets all of it. Here's what Rabbi Chanan says, according to the Shita of Rav Sheshes, which, as we're explaining, he holds that when a person gives a matana to two people, the pshat is his intention is to give all of the nechasim to each one. So in a case where one is a vadai and one is a safik, like in this case which we mentioned, Reuven definitely was given the nechasim. The question is whether it was also given to Shimon. So Reuven to vadai and Shimon to safik, ain safik moitzim de vadai, and Reuven will get all of the nechasim. Hashenkin, according to the sheet of Rav Nachman, he understands that when a person gives a matana to two people, what he's really doing is he's giving half of the nechasim to each one. In this case, with the suffix, whether Reuven was the only one who was given the nechasim, or was given to Reuven and Shimon together, according to Rav Nachman, we cannot say ein suffix moitzim de vadai and call Reuven a vadai. He has a definite tzchus on all of the nechasim, because on the side that the nechasim were given to Reuven and Shimon, then Reuven doesn't have a claim to all of the nechasim. Now, Rav Chanan does not stress this, but as we saw, this is definitely not the shita of the Rashbam in the sugya. The Rashbam says the pshat in Rav Sheshes is because a person knows that a chamar is not koineh. Therefore, gomer b'daitoy shemish yuchol liknes mishneyam yikneh. The whole din is based on the fact that he knows that the chamar is not able to be koineh. Therefore, he had das that the person should get everything. This is a different hesber, not like Rabbi Chanan. According to Rabbi Chanan, even if for some reason he didn't realize that the chamar cannot be koineh, still the din will be that the person should get everything, because the intention of the one who gave the matana was that each one should have a full claim to all of the nechasim. We do find, however, other Yishtreinim who do learn al derech Rabbi Chanan. In the Yad Rama, as well as in the Ritva, they seem to be saying al derech Rabbi Chanan. Yad Ramaz in Oysit Lamadaud, and the way he explains of Sheshis is that the intention of the person giving was that the receiver should be able to be kind as much as they possibly can. And therefore he says that Bishma in a case where he gave a matana to two people, so each one's not going to be able to get more than half, because even though they have a right to collect the whole thing, since there are two people over here, each one's ma'akev the other one from getting more than half. Mashmois of the Yad Ramaz, the way he's explaining Rav Sheshis is, al derech this tzar of Rav Ochanan, that when a person gives a matana to two people, he basically is giving a full claim to all of the nechassim, to each one of them. And the Yad Ramaz concludes that therefore in this case, where the chamar is not able to be kind anything, therefore the person can be kind everything, because basically he was given a claim to all of the nechassim. Okay, take a look in the Ritva as well. He's mashma al derech the Yad Ramaz, not like the way the Rashbam learns the sugya. Now continue on to the Gemara. Rav Sheshis brings a right to his shita that by the case of At v'chamor, the din is that kon ha'akoyel. He brings a right from the case of Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is talking about a case where a person is mafish one kishus, we'll call it a cucumber. If he has 49 cucumbers which have to have truma taken off, he separates one. And that's the truma that patterns the rest of them. The way the Rashbam learns the Gemara over here, the shita of Rav Yosi is, since one is not supposed to be mafish truma min hamar ala mosaik, and cucumbers have a mar, a bitter part, as well as a sweeter part. The bitter part is on the inside, and the sweeter part is on the outside. And the zechshash, according to Rav Yosi, maybe the cucumber which he took off has a higher ratio of the mar part compared to the other cucumbers. Therefore, it's going to come out that he's being mafish min hamar ala mosaik. Therefore, Rav Yosi says that he should be mafish extra, an extra kibetza, and then we're sure already that between the one whole cucumber, together with the extra kibetza of the cucumber, the mosaic which he was mafish is 1/50th of the mosaic of the other cucumbers. Now what's the right to our question of At v'chamor? So the Rashbam explains, because since the cucumber which is mafish has a chilik which is not becoming truma, the additional part which is mar, that lemaisa is not being chal as truma, for that reason he had to be mafish an extra kabeya to take the place of that mar. But akopam, with one maisa afresh as truma, he's being mafish part of the cucumber which is being chal, and part of it which is not being chal as truma, still we don't say that at v'chamor loy kona, that nothing should be chal, rather the part, the mosaic still is chal, even though the mar part is not chal. Now we understand that this is a rain, not like the shita of Rav Mnuna. Rav Mnuna held that in the case of at v'chamor, the din is that even the person is not kona, once a half of the kinyan is not niskayim, the other half is not niskayim either. We understand over here that it's a rain, not like Rav Mnuna, from the fact that the mosaic chelik is chal, even though the mar chelik is not chal. However, we would still need a hesber. Why is this a rain, not like the shita of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman holds by the case of At v'chamor, even though the chamor part is not niskayim, but the At chelik is niskayim. L'chor here as well, even though the mar chelik is not nitvas as truma, but the mosak chelik is nitvas. Where do you see, like the shita of Rav Sheshis, that by the case of At v'chamor, since the chamor is not kaina, so the person is kaina everything, where do you see not like that from this case of the truma by the kishus? So a number of achrayim give a hesber to this, the Marshal, the Marshal, the Rishash. For now we'll mention the sheet of the Marshal, the way he explains. He says, since we see from the sugya that kishus have both a mar chelik and a mosaik chelik, and the mashmois of the Gemara is, according to the way the Rashbam learns, that definitely if the kishus which he was mafish has the same ratio as the other kishus, the other 49, meaning the mosaik part of the kishus which he was mafish is 1/50th of all of the mosaik of the kishus, and the mar part which he was mafish is 1/50th of all of the mar, then that would be a good afreshes truma, even though he did not say clearly that from this kishus that are being mafish, the mosik should be truma connected the mosik and the mar connected the mar. Even though he didn't speak this out clearly, still that's the way it's chal. The mosik is considered nitvas as truma on behalf of the rest of the mosik of the other 49, and the mar is nitvas as truma connected the rest of the mar. The whole concern over here only is, according to Rabbi Yosi, maybe the one that he was mafish has a higher ratio of mar. Rakapanim, other than that concern, it's poshet that the mar is chal connected the mar, and the mosik connected the mosik, even though he did not say so mefurish. And Mashal explains, l'chera, since he didn't say that the mosik is connected the mosik, then l'chera should not work that way. For example, if he took a kishus which has half mosik and half mar, and the other 49 kishus as well, each one is half mar and half mosik, l'chera, what should have happened is that since he wasn't mefarish, we should have said which part of the kishus which he was mafish is being used to pater the mosik in the 49, not necessarily the half mosik of the kishus which he was mafish. Rather, it would be distributed equally between the mar and the mosik of the kishus which he was mafish. And if so, it would come out that he's trying to be mafish mar for mosik, And the Mar Chelik cannot be Chal, only the Masik Chelik can be Chal. It should come out that he didn't fully patter his Chiyuv to be Mafish Keneged the Masik of the 49 Kishus. Because that which he tried to be Mafish Keneged them was half of the Mar part of this Kishus that he set aside, and half of the Masik part of this Kishus which he set aside. And since only the Masik part is Nitfas, so from these 49 Kishus which he's trying to patter, as far as the Masik part of these 49 Kishus is concerned, only half of the Masik became Chulin, the other half of the Masik should remain Tevel. Mashal explains, from here is the Raya to the Shita of Rav Sheshis, and not like the Shita of Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, it should have come out, as we said, only half of the Masik from the 49 Kishus was pattered. Akarach Lepshad is like Rav Sheshis, that since Mar cannot be used to pattern Masik, so when he was Mafish and he was not Mefarish what he means to do, when he's Mafish connected the Masik of the 49, he's Mafish half Mar and half Masik, so the Mar part cannot be Nitfas. Then already we say that the Masik part of that one Kishus picks up the rest, meaning the Masik accomplishes beyond its ratio, not just half of the Masik is used to patter the Masik of the other 49, rather the rest of the Masik as well. Since the Mar cannot accomplish this, the Masik accomplishes the rest. This is how the Marsha explains the Raya of Rav Sheshis, where he sees in this Braisa not like Rav Nachman. Again, according to this, the Raya is not necessarily from that which Rav Basi says that you have to be Mafish an extra Kibetza. That's the Ikur Din which Rav Basi is talking about, the way the Rashbam explains. Since there may be a higher ratio of Mar in the Kishas which is Mafish compared to the other Kishas, the other 49. Rather, the Raya is from that which we say that from the Kishas which is Mafish, all of its Masik is utilized to patter the Masik in the 49 Chalakim. From there, Sheshis sees a Raya that by the case of Kni Az v'Chamor, the deal will be that he'll be kind of everything. And on this, the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam de Midereisa Truma Mal Yosehi, Min HaTorah, the din is that if one is Torah Min Haro Ala Yofa, Trumose Truma, therefore the Mar also is Roy to patter the Masik. Therefore, this is not similar to a case of Kni Az v'Chamor, where the Chamor is not able to be kind of. Here the Mar really does have the ability to patter the Masik. Lamai said this, as far as seems to need more beer, the Chor the Kashya is still difficult, because even though Midereisa the din is that the Mar can patter the Masik, Lamai said this is not what the person wants to do. His intention is not to use the Mar to patter the Masik, as we learn from the Pasik like Sisu Olav Chet, one is Eivir and Aveira if he's Teirah Min Aru Ala Yofe. Therefore this person, Lamai said, it does only want to use the Masik to patter the Masik. He did not want to use the Mar to patter the Masik. If so, the Kasha should remain. It should be similar to a case of Kni At v'Chamor. The Gemara's Teres would seem to need more Hesber. Now mention another Nakuda over here, and to get to this Raya of the Gemara from the case of the Kishos, and that is that we mentioned originally, what is the Svar of Rav Amnuna? Rav Amnuna holds that by Kni At v'Chamor, the din is, Loyomar Klom, the person does not get anything, and we had two Tzadim to understand, what is the Pshat in Rav Amnuna? The first side, and this is the Pashas of the Rashbam, the pshat in Rav Amnuna is that if a person gives a matana to two people, or in this case to a person and a chamor, his intention is that the matana should only be chal if both chalakim of the matana are chal. If for some reason one chalik is not able to be chal, he doesn't want the other chalik to be chal either, and therefore in this case, where the chalik which is given to the chamor cannot be chal, the chalik given to the person also cannot be chal. If, however, this is the pshat in Rav Amnuna, it would seem to be difficult. What exactly is the raya from this case of the kishos, not like Rav Amnuna? As we explained earlier, Rav Sheshis is bringing a raya from here, not like Rav Amnuna, and even not like Rav Nachman. We explained earlier where exactly Rav Sheshis saw over here, not like Rav Nachman. But HaKaparam, that which he saw, not like Rav Amnuna, that seems to be even more pashut to the Gemara. And the Kasha is, L'chair, that if you understand the Pshat and Rav Amnuna, the way the Rashbam explains, it's a Svara and Umdana in the Das of the person, that he would not have wanted the Chilek to the person to be Chal, if the Chilek to the Chamar is not Chal. In this case, by the Kishas, L'chair, the Svara does not apply. Because in this case, we know clearly that the person's intentions are that even though the Mar cannot be Nitfas to patter the Mosaic, he still wants the Mosaic to patter the Mosaic. It's clear like that because we're telling him beforehand that it should be Mafish an extra Kibetza of Mosaic for this reason, because Mar cannot patter Mosaic. Therefore, when he's Mafish a whole Kishus together with a little bit extra, it's clear that his intention is, even though the Mar part of the Kishus will not be Nitfas, but he still wants that the Mosaic should be Nitfas, to patter the Masik of the other 49 Kishus. If so, what is the comparison to the case of At v'Chamor? How do we see Raya over here, not like Rav Amnuna? Even Rav Amnuna himself would be maskim in this case. Here it would not be shaykh to say that since the Mar is not Nitfas, the Masik is not Nitfas either. Clearly here the person's intention is that even though the Mar is not Nitfas, he still wants that the musik should be nitvas. If, however, you would learn like the other tzad, which we mentioned previously, the other tzad to explain Rav Amnuna, the pshat is that if there's one maisa kinyan and part of it could be nitvas, the other part cannot be nitvas, the whole maisa kinyan is batal. That's the pshat in Rav Amnuna, why if you give a matana to at v'chamor, since a chelik of the kinyan, the part to the chamor cannot be nitvas, so the whole kinyan is batal. If so, we could understand what exactly is the raya of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes holds that when you do one maisa hafrosha, which contains mar and masik, he's mafish a whole kishus together with a little bit extra, but the whole one has some mar in it, and since the mar chelik is not nitvas to pater the masik, the whole maisa hafrosha should be batal, even the masik part should not be nitvas. In other words, if Sheshes understands b'dasa v'amnuna, the same way he says that if there's one maisa kinyan and part of it is batal, the rest of the maisa kinyan will be batal, so too as far as hafrosha's truma also, if a chelik of the hafrosha is batal, then the whole maisa hafrosha is batal. Now continue on to the next raya of the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Beis, the case where a person was Mekadesh five different women, and two of them were Achoyos, and the Mishnah says, Ein Achoyos Mekudashos, the two sisters are not Bechlal the Kedushin, the three Nachriyos, however, are Mekudashes. From here we see that by the case of At V'chamar, even though the Kinyan to the Chamar cannot be Chal, the Kinyan to the person is Chal, since we see in this case, even though the two sisters cannot be Mekudashes, the other three still are Mekudeshes. And this Gemara answers, in Akimta, the case has to be talking about that when he's Mekadesh the five women, he said, Haru'uyim ikem l'biyah tiskadeshli. I only intended to Mekadesh those of you who are Roy for Biyah. Therefore, he's excluding the two sisters. Even if only one of them would be Niskadeshes, she would also be Ein Haru'uyah l'biyah. If the Kedusha would be Chal on one of them, we wouldn't know which one. And therefore, the one that he's Mekadesh would still be usher to him, b'biyah. Therefore, he's saying up front that I'm not being Mekadosh anyone who's not ready for Biyah. Once he's telling us that the Kedushin is not to the sisters, Melech's no longer similar to a case of At V'chamar. The whole Maisa Kedushin in the first place is only to the Nachriyos, not to the two Achoyos. Now, the Rashbam over here in Dibur Maschel Haruyah Mikem, he quotes Abaya in Kedushin Nun Aleph. In order to understand that Sugya properly, we have to see the Machoikis between Abaya and Rava in the Sugya over there in Kedushin. Now, firstly, the Gemara over there is Mavur, that if a person is Mekadesh two sisters together at the same time, then is that neither one is Mekudeshes. This Gemara explains this for the reason of Kol She'eine Bezachar Zeh, Bebas Achas Einoi. Since if you would be Mekadesh one sister, then afterwards you try to be Mekadesh the second sister, the second Kedushin will not be Chal, so too when he tries being Mekadesh both of them together at the same time, neither one is Chal. This is the Ka of Kol She'eine Bezachar Zeh, Bebas Achas Einoi. If, however, he does not try to be Mekadesh two sisters, rather, he comes up to two of them and he says, Achas mikem tiskadeshli, and being Mekadesh one out of the two of you, this already is telling the machaikas between Abaya and Rava about Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiya. The sheet of Abaya over there is that Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiya have Kedushin, and Rava says Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiya loy have Kedushin. Therefore, according to Abaya, in this case, where he's Mekadesh one of the two sisters, so even though he did not specify which sister, still Abaya holds the din is that the Kedushin is Chal and it's a Sophic. Which of the two sisters he's Mekudeshes to, and the Maisa then will be that he's usher to live with either one of them, because he may be living with a sister of his wife. And despite the fact that he's usher b'biyah, still the din is Abaya says the Kedushin is Chal. Rava, however, says that Kedushin she'ein b'surin l'biyah lo yavi Kedushin. In this case, since the Maisa, the woman that he was Mekadesh, we don't know which of the two sisters it is, and if he's usher to live with either one of them, any case where after the Kedushin, he's still going to be usher to be b'yal his wife, then is the Kedushin is not Chal Bechlal. Therefore, in this case, since even if the Kedushin would be Chal, he would be Osir Bebiyah, the Kedushin is not Nitfas. This is the Machaikas between Abaya and Rava, by Kedushin Shein Mesurin Lebiyah. Again, the case is talking about where he was Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achoyos. Now, the Gemara of the Kedushin is Mevur, that because of this Machaikas between Abaya and Rava, it's also a Machaikas had to understand that the case of the Mishnah, this Maisa Bechomesh Noshim. Rava over there says that if the case would have been talking about where he told all five, Kulchem Kani, I'm being kind of all five of you, then he says, L'chair the din should be that the same way the Achayis cannot be Mekudashais, that's partial that in this case, neither one of the two sisters is Mekudashas. Like we said, that everyone agrees if you try being Mekadesh two sisters at the same time, Kol She'ina Bezach Azeb, Bas Achas Einoi, and once the two sisters are not Mekudashas, the din should be that the Nochreis also should not be Mekudashas, because it's a case of At V'chamor. Rav over there mentioned that Sugya of At V'chamar, and he says Pasha, the case cannot be talking about where you try being Mekadesh all of them, because if so, the same with the sisters are not Mekudashais, the Nochreis also should not be Mekudashais. And what is the case, Rav says? Akarach, he says the case has to be talking about where he said, I'm being mekadesh the nachriyos and one out of the two sisters. This is the case where the Mishnah says ein achayos mekudoshos. This is the sheet of Rava that mekadesh achas mishtei achayos. Neither one is mekudeshes because it's kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya. That's the reason why neither one of the sisters is mekudeshes. This is how Rava learns the Mishnah. Abaye, however, learns the Mishnah differently. He's also masking the Mishnah cannot be in the case of kulchem kani, because then again it will be a problem of at v'chamor. The same way the kedushin to the sisters is nachal, the kedushin to the nochres also would not be chal. And Abaye also could not learn the way Rava over there learns that he said achas mishtei achoyos is being mekadesh the nochres and one of the two sisters. Because in that case, Abaye would hold kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya havi kedushin. One of the two sisters is mekudeshes, and the Mishnah would not have said ein achoyos mekudoshes. So, what is the case according to Abaye? The Gemara there explains according to Abaye the same way the Gemara says by us that his lashon was haruim ikem lebiya tiskadishli. He went over to all five of them and he said, whichever one of you five are roi for biya should be mekudeshes to me. In other words, he's saying clearly that he's not being mekadesh the sisters, only the nachriyos. Since if the Kedushin would be chal to one of the sisters, she would be usher b'biyah, and he's saying clearly, I only intend it to be mekadesh those of you who would be mutter for biyah. Akapam Agamar, which says the case of the Mishnah is where he said, haruyim mikem lebiyah tiskadishli, that fits with the sheet of Abaye. This is what the Rashbam says over here, dibur maskal haruyim mikem, Agamar is going like Abaye. Now there are a few errors over here to point out. Firstly, there's an error which the Rashash and the Bikveger ask, on the Rashbam and dibur maskal ein achoyis mikudoshais. This is in the Havamina of the Gemara, where we thought that you could bring a Rai from this Mishnah to the question of At v'chamor, before the Gemara answered that the case is talking about, he said, Haruim ikem lebiya. The Gemara was asking the Chayr that since the Kedushin is not chal to the sisters, it should not be chal to the Nochriyos either. And the Rashbam says, why is the Kedushin not chal to the sisters? He said, Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya lo yavi Kedushin klal. He explains that Gemara in the Havamina according to Rava. Rava is the one who holds over there in Kedushin the Nalef, that Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya lo yavi Kedushin. Abaye argues, and Lamaisa la'alocha, we passing like Abaye. The Gemara over there says that this is one of the six exceptions. This is the kuf of Yal Kegam. Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labiya. This is a case where we passing like Abaye, that Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labiya Havi Kedushin. If so, why does the Rashbam over here explain the Havmin of the Gemara like the Shita of Rava? What he should have said is, the reason why it's not Chal to the two sisters is because the Gemara and the Havmin have thought that he's being Mekadesh all five of them. It's the case of Kulchem Kani. He's being Mekadesh all of them. The other thing is that since he's trying to mekadesh two sisters together, everyone is maskim. Even if you all kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya havi kedushin, that's only in case we try to mekadesh one out of the two sisters. If he tries to mekadesh both sisters at the same time, there everyone's maskim that neither one is mekudeshes. That's the kal kol she'einu bezecher zeh bebas achas einoy. That's the chay what the Rashbam should have said, that ein achayis mekudoshes because kol she'einu bezecher zeh bebas achas einoy. And Kreger adds further that you see the sikh is going like Abaye from the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lav mi ukimnat amar haruim mikem lebiya tiskadishli." That teretz is going with the sheet of Abaye. Rav over there in the sikh and kedushin learns differently. So once the sikh is anyways going like Abaye, lecher the Rashbam should have explained that the havmin of the Gemara also like Abaye. Why does the Rashbam explain the havmin of the Gemara that achayis are not mikudoshes because kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya? We'll leave this kasha for now. There's another important point that we have to discuss over here. This will bring us to the heart of the sugya. What exactly is the chesaron of a kinyan of at v'chamor? And that is, the way Rashi over there in Kedushin explains, Rava did not want to say the pshat in the Mishnah over there is, where he said a lashon of kolchem kani, because if so, it would be a problem of at v'chamor, the same way the two sisters would not be mekudoshes, the nachris also would not be mekudoshes. Therefore, akarcha the cases where he said achas mishtei achayos, and according to Rava, the reason why the Kedushin is not chal to the sisters is because Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya. That's the case where the Mishnah says that the Kedushin is not chal to the sisters, it is however chal to the nochriyos, and the obvious kasha is, the same way Rava says that if he would have said kolchem kani, and the Kedushin would not be chal on the sisters, because kol she'inu b'zeachar zeh b'bas achas einoy, then the Kedushin will also not be chal on the nochriyos, because it would be a case of at v'chamor. Now that we're establishing the case of the Mishnah where he said achas mishtei achayos, and the Kedushin is not chal to the sisters for a different reason, because Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebiya, why don't we say the same thing? It should also be a case of at v'chamor. He tried to be mekadesh the nochriyos as well as one of the two sisters, and the kedushin to one of the two sisters was not chal. The parts of the nochriyos also should not be chal. Why is this case also not similar to a case of at v'chamor, and the whole kedushin should be nisbatel? So Rashi himself addresses this problem on daf nanal from Beis in Dibur Maskal Harei Kolchem, and he explains that once we establish the cases where he said achas b'shtei achoyos, then already it's not a problem of at v'chamor. And the Lashon of Rashi is, Hashta lav at v'chamor hu, The reason why in this case, where he said one of the two should be Mekudeshes, the reason why it's not Chal is because it's the Sofik, which one of the two the Kedushin would be Chal on. However, she be'etzem is Roy, she's a Bas Schia, it's Shaykh for Kedushin to be Chal on one out of the two, and therefore it's not similar to a case of At v'chamar. In other words, even though Lemaisa the Kedushin is not Chal, since we don't know which one it would be Chal on, it would be a problem of Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labiyah, therefore Lemaisa it's not Chal on either one. Still Rashi says it's not like a case of At v'chamar. By the case of Ad v'chamor, it's not shaykh for matana to be chal to a chamor, therefore the whole matana is batal. Mashenkin, in this case, it would be shaykh b'estem for the kedushin to be chal on one of the two sisters. So even though the ma'isa it's not chal because of a side issue of kedushin chain b'sur and labia, therefore it's not a reason that the kedushin to the nochriyos should also not be chal. And the chair, what the Rashi means to be saying is, that bishma, if the case would have been kulchem koni, he tried to mikash all of them, he tried to mikash both of the two sisters, then in that case, it will be a problem of At v'chamor. Because since Kedushin cannot be chal to both of the two sisters are not roi for Kedushin, then in Mela, since that part of the Kedushin is batal, the parts of the Nochris should also be nisbatal. However, now that we see that the case is talking about where he said Achas m'shtei achoyos, and to one of the two, it is shach for the Kedushin to be chal, therefore even though the Maisa it's not, it's no longer similar to a case of At v'chamor. This is how the Avnei Meluim in Simen Mem Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel explains B'das Rashi. He quotes a Mordechai who says a similar idea. The Mordechai is talking about a case where a person wants to be makne, karka, metatlin, and matbeis, coins as well, and he does a kinyan of chalipin, a kinyan sudr. The din is that mois is not nikne be kinyan sudr. However, the Mordechai says, still the din is that the karka and the metatlin can be nikne, even though with one mois a kinyan he tried to do a kinyan on three different things, and part of it was nachal. We don't say that the rest of it is also nachal. And the Mordechai explains this is not similar to the case of At v'chamor, because only by a case similar to At v'chamor, where the chamor is not roi for a kinyan bechlal, there we say that the rest of the kinyan is also batal. Here, where matbeos, coins can be given over with a different type of kinyan, for example, a kinyan hagbah, so even though the specific kinyan that he tried to use, the kinyan sudr, was nachal on the matbeya, it could still work for the karka and the matatlin. Here we wouldn't say it's similar to a case of At v'chamor. Avin Lum explains the same thing is true with Das Rashi. This is what Rashi is saying, that since achas m'shtei achoyos, the kedushin can potentially be chal. The only reason why it wasn't chal is because it was kedushin shein mesur in the bia. Therefore, it's not similar to a case of At v'chamor, and the kedushin can be chal on the rest of the women. The nochris are mekudashes. Now, Pshach Navi Ezri in Perek Tesoch Osishes Halacha Beis, he quotes this Rashi and he explains the Rashi al derech we're saying from the Avnei Meluim, and he says that from this would be a raya to the Yisoid. What exactly is the problem with the kinyan of kni At v'chamor? What is it sad to say that since the part of to the chamor is bottle, so the rest of the kinyan is also bottle? If the pshat would have been, like one of the sudden that we wanted to suggest, the Rashbam is mashm like this, that his das is that the kinyan to the person should only be chal if the other part is also chal, the part of the chamar, that's the reason why since the chamar is batal, so the other part is also batal. If so, then what difference would it make, even in this case, since he tried to do one maisa kedushin to the nochriyos and to the achas m'shtei achoyos, we should say the same thing, that his das is that if the part to the achas m'shtei achoyos is batal, then the part to the nochriyos should also be nisbatal. What difference does it make? What is the lamdis? Why is it that the achas m'shtei achoyos part is batal? Either way, the maisa, not all of the kedushin which he was trying to do, works. Once a chilik of the kedushin is nisbatal, the rest of the kedushin also should be nisbatal. Akarach l'pshat is like the other side, Rav Shach says. The reason why At v'chamor the din is that he's not kaina is because there was one maisa kinyan done, and if there's one maisa kinyan, then if part of it is batal, then the rest is also batal. If so, then we can understand what is the chilik between the case of At v'chamor, or the case where he was Mekadosh Kulchem, where he tried to Mekadosh both sisters. In these cases, we say that once part of the kinyan is batal, then the rest of the kinyan is also batal. Mashenkin, in the case of Mekadosh Achas M'shtei Achoyos, there the condition to the Nochriyos is still Kayum. The Pshat is because Bishlam in the case where this Maisa kinyan is not Shaykh Bechlal, like the case where you're trying to be Makdash something to a Chamor, or you're trying to be Mekadosh two sisters at the same time, which is like trying to be Mekadosh an Erva. The problem is in the Maisa Kinyan. This is a Maisa Kinyan which is never Shaykh. So then we'll say that once part of the Kinyan is bottle, the rest of the Kinyan is also bottle. Now, Shankin, by the case of Achas M'shtei Achoyos, the Maisa Kinyan that he's doing is only to one sister. That's a Maisa Kinyan which is Shaykh to be Chal. So even though the Maisa, the way it was done, it was a Kedushin Shein with Surin Labiyah, the Maisa will not be Chal. That's not considered a Chasarn in the Maisa Kinyan. And if we don't say that just because part of it is Neneskayim, the rest is also bottle. Now, just speak about one more Nakuda on this Maisa B'chamish Noshim. The Pasha says that Rav Sheshis is bringing a raya from here, not like the Shita of Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna holds that by at the Chamor, since the Chamor is not koine, the person does not get anything either. Rav Sheshis proves from here that even though the Kedushin is not chal to the Achoyos, still is chal to the Nachriyos. However, as far as the Machaik is between Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman, whether by at the Chamor the person gets only half, or like Rav Sheshis says, he gets the whole thing, that Achoy did not have any raya from here. All you see from here is that the Kedushin, even though it's not chal to the Achoyos, it's still chal to the Nachriyos. You don't see that by Atva Chamar the person would get everything. However, the Rashbam is more not like this. The Rashbam in the end of Dibur Maschol Vamai, he says clearly, El Rashbam Yino Mashi Yish B'yodei Koyach Liknois Yikne HaKoyol Ker Rav Sheshis. The Rashbam seems to be saying that Rav Sheshis brings a raya from here, not like the Shidur of Rav Nachman, rather by Atva Chamar the person would get everything. And the question is, what exactly is the raya? How do you see that from this case, that if a person makes a kinyan to two different people, and to one of them it's not Shaykh to Bichal, the other person would get everything? How do you have a right to that from this case of Maisa B'chamish Noshim? And furthermore, Tosis over here, in the top of the Ibar Maschal of Rav Nachman Omar, Tosis is Mavur, not like this Rashbam. Because Tosis asks the Kasha, he starts off by saying that we passing like the Shid of Rav Nachman, that Be'at V'chamor the dinners that Kona Mechzo, and he asks the Kasha for the Gemara in Kedushin, which we've been talking about, the Gemara over there which asks about Maisa B'chamish Noshim, the Chor the din should be that since the sisters are not Mekudeshes, the Nachris also should not be Mekudeshes because it's a case of At V'chamor. And Taisus is bothered that since we pass like Rav Nachman, that by At V'chamor the person is kind of Mechza, if so, what is the Kasha over there in Kedushin? What is the Gemara bothered by? That if the case is Kulchem, then it's a problem of At V'chamor if we pass like Rav Nachman. Now the Marshal here on this Taisus, he points out that it's Muchach that Taisus is arguing with the Rashbam. Because the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, the Sheshis is proving from this case of Maisa B'chamish Noshim, like his Shita, the way he holds by At V'chamor, and it's a Kasha even on Rav Nachman, if so, Taisus wouldn't have a Kasha. Taisus is bothered that if we pass like Rav Nachman, what's the Gemara's Kasha over there in Kedushin, that it should be a case of At V'chamor? According to the Rashbam, this Mishnah is even a problem on Rav Nachman. So what is the Pshat in the Rashbam? The Mashal explains the Pshat in the Rashbam, how he understood where Rav Sheshis saw in this Mishnah not like Rav Nachman. The Mashal explains the Raya is not from the Chalis Kedushin. That would be fine both according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Sheshis. It would make sense. The Kedushin is not Chal on the Achoyos, but it is Chal on the Nachriyos. Where the Raya is, and this the Marshal brings, B'shem the Marshal, the Raya is from the Kalkola of the Paris. Once you say the Kedushin is not Chal to the Achoyos, it is Chal to the three Nachriyos, so the three Nachriyos divide the Kalkola of Paris, each one will get a third of it. And the Shail is that if you hold At V'chamor, the din is that the person is only Koina Mechza, then why do we say that the three Nachriyos divide the whole Kalkola of Paris? We should say that we should divide this Kalkola into five. And Havmir the Gemara, he said Kulchem, he tried to be Mekadosh all five of them. So even though the Kedushin was not Chal to L'Achoyos, but we should say that the three Nachriyos who the Kedushin was Chal, they should get 3/5 of the Kalkola, but the two-fifths which were intended for the Achoyos, those 2/5 should go back to the Mekadosh. Why do we say that they get everything? This is Rav Sheshis right, not like Rav Nachman, that Be'at V'chamor the din is that the person is Kona HaKoyol. Taisus, however, argues on the Rashbam, the Marshal explains, as we saw, Taisus is Mavur, that according to Rav Nachman, there would be no Kasha from this Mishnah. Mashal explains because Taisus held that there is no Mashmais in this Mishnah, that the din is that the three Nachriyos who are Mekudeshes, they could keep the whole Kalkala of Paris. The Mishnah doesn't say so Mefurish, and therefore, Enechanami, the Mishnah is not a Kasha in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman would say that the three Nachriyos are Mekudeshes, however, 2/5 of the Kalkala have to go back to the Mekadesh. Now continue on, further down the Umber, the Gemara brings a case, Ahud Amr Lo Ledabisu, Nichse Leich Ulevneich. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Yosef, Konso Mechza. If he says that my Nechosim should go to my wife and to my sons, so the din is that the wife gets half of the Nechosim, and Rav Yosef brings a raya to this. The Pasuk says, V'hoysu La'aron Ulevonov, and we learn Mechza La'aron Umechza Lebonov. As the Rashbam explains, we're talking about the Lechem Aponim, and we learn from here that the Kohen Gadol gets half of them, and the Mishmeres of the Kohenim, they get the other half. And if Yosef wants to prove, the same way you see from this pasuk, since the Torah specified Aaron and put all of the Bunim grouped together, so the din is that half goes to Aaron and half to Bunim, so too in the previous case, where a person said, Nichse Leich Ulevneich, since he specified his wife and he grouped the sons together, so his kavanah is that half should go to the wife and half to the sons. On this Gemara's Matrik, Abaye says it's not a raya. Bishlam Ahasam Aaron Bar Chalukahu, Lahori Par Be Rachman El Mishkol Palga. But Isha love Basirushin he died Shatitl Ka'echon Min Abonim. The Kohen Gadol who would have got a chilek anyways, so now that the Torah specified him, we learn that he gets half, and the rest of the Kohen get the other half. Hashem Kain, a wife, she would not get anything Birusha, so when he specifies his wife, It's not mukha that he means to say the half should go to his wife. He could just mean that she'll get a similar chilek as the sons. Now first we'll mention an interesting ha'ara for Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim. A nice tough kuf beis. He asks, why is it so posh that the Kohen Gadol will get a chilek? If the Torah would not have said so, how would we have known that he gets a chilek? The lechem upon is divided by the Kohanim are in that mishmeres. And the Kohen Gadol is not necessarily part of that mishmeres. You need a pasuk to say that he still gets a chilek. What does the Gemara mean to say that even without the pasuk, it would be poshut that the Kohen Gadol will get some chilek in the lechem upon him? So Rabbi Chanan answers this question and he says that since this pasuk is talking about Aaron and Bonov, at that time the Kohanim were not yet divided into the mishmeres. That was only later on in the days of David HaMelech. Therefore, it would be poshut that a Kohen Gadol could get a chilek. He's not worse than any other Kohen, and therefore the Gemara says when the pasuk specifies Aaron, it says Aaron uBonov. That tells you that Mechzel Aaron and Mechzel the Bonov. Now, the Chayyur would seem that we could answer this question differently, and that is that even after the Kohanim were divided into Mishmarais, it would still be poshut that the Kohen Gadol always can get some chilek. And that is because once they were divided into Mishmarais, the reason why that Mishmar gets a schus and the lechem upon him, the pshat, is because they're the ones who are doing the Avodah, and now we know from Psukim that the Kohen Gadol always has a right to come and do the Avodah. He's not limited to a specific Mishmaris. If a Kohen Gadol can always do Avodah, so Mela he's really shayach to each and every Mishmar, and available, we would know already that he gets some chilek. Therefore, as the Gemara says, now that the Torah specified him, that's to tell us that mechzel Aaron, mechzel the Bonov. Now, as far as this din of Rabbi Yosef, the Aush Rabbi Yosef was mechadish that if a person says nichse leichu levneich, so the din is that kamsa mechzel, there's an interesting nidin in the Rishonim. And that is that the Gemara is talking about in the case where there's a single person specified, and there's also a group. The din is that Rabbi Yosef says half go to the group and half go to the specified person. What about if the case is the opposite, where he specified a number of people? For example, he said, Nichsai l'Ruvain Shimon v'Levi, and then he added, Ulibnei Yehuda. My Nechassim should go to Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, and to the sons of Yehuda. And the case was that Yehuda had two sons. So the Rosh over here in Simon Zayin, he talks about this case, and he says a Chiddush. He says, the same way Rav Yosef says, that if a person says, Nichsai Leichu l'Vneich, he mentioned a specific person, and he mentioned a group of people, then is that we divide equally, the specific person gets the same amount as the group. The same would also be in this case, where he specified three people and then he grouped together two people. There also we would say that half of the nechassim go to the three people, and half of the nechassim go to the group, to the Bnei Yehuda. The Lashon of the Rosh is, V'chein hadinim hayu hanifratim merubim v'hanichlolim muatim. The specified people were more, and the grouped people were less. This is the opposite of the Gemara's case, where the specified person was less, and the grouped people were more. But the Rosh says the same would apply in this case as well. If there are specified people and group people, each one would get half, even though in this case it would come out that the group people end up with more than the specified people. The group people, meaning the sons of Yehuda, they would divide between the two of them half of the Nechassim, and the specified people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they would divide between the three of them the other half of the Nechassim. This is the sheet of the Rambam as well, in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Eschiyo Matano Halacha Vav. Now the Rabban, however, and the Hasagas derive it as well, they argue on this. They held that in this case, the Bnei Yehuda, the two sons of Yehuda together, would get an equal chelek to each one of the other three. In other words, we would divide the Nechassim into four parts. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi would each receive a quarter. And the final quarter would be divided equally between the two sons of Yehuda. And the argument of the Ravid and the Ramban against the Rambam is, how could it be that after he said Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, if he would have said Yehuda, then Yehuda himself would have gotten a quarter, the same chelek as the rest of the first three. Now that he said Bnei Yehuda, the Bnei Yehuda will end up with more than that which the father would have gotten. The Bnei Yehuda will end up with half of the Nechassim. Yehuda would have ended up only with a quarter of the Nechassim. The Rishonim say this is not Mestabra at all. Therefore, they argue on the Rambam and the Rosh, and they hold that the Bnei Yehuda would get the same thing that Yehuda would have gotten. If he would have said Yehuda, Yehuda would have gotten a quarter. So to the Bnei Yehuda together, they get a quarter. So what exactly is the Yesod HaMachlokes over here between the Rambam and the Rosh, Keneged the Ramban and the Ravid? So in the Chiddush HaRan over here, he explains what is the Machlokes. He says that the Rambam holds that Aush Rav Yosef says that by Leichu L'Bneich, the din is we divide the Nechassim equally between her and the sons, is not the Pshat, it's B'Pnei Chashivusei Shel HaPrat. That she gets a larger Chelek equal to all the sons together, is not the Pshat because of the Maila that he specified her, which he refers to as Chashivusei Shel HaPrat. Rather, the Pshat is that since he divided his words into two groups, we understand that that's how he wants to divide the Nechassim, half to her and half to the sons. Therefore, in the case where he said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Bnei Yehuda, there also we understand that he's dividing his words into two groups. the individuals, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the Bnei Yehuda, there also we understand that he means to divide his nechasim into two, half will go to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and half to Bnei Yehuda. What is the sheet of the Ramban? The Ramban explains that the Ramban holds the Pshat and Rav Yosef is the reason why she gets an equal chalik to all the sons together is mipnei chashivusei shel prat, the mile that she has that she was specified as opposed to the sons which were grouped together. Therefore, the Ramban holds that being specified could only be a mile, it cannot be a chisern. It cannot be a cause for a person to lose out. And therefore, in this case, where three people were specified, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they were specified as opposed to Bnei Yehuda, they were not. It would not be shaykh to say that Bnei Yehuda would get more than Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Being grouped together as opposed to being specified is a reason to get less, not a reason to get more. Therefore, the Ramban holds in this case also, the ones who are grouped together, the Bnei Yehuda, they'll end up getting less. Between the two of them, they'll only get an equal chelik as each one of the people who are specified. This is how the Ran explains the Yesod HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, Keneged the Ramban and the Ravid. Now I'll continue on to the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Adin, Haniach Banim Gedolim Uktanim, Hishpichu Gedolim Esan Nechosim, Hishpichu Le'emtza. Im Amru, Ru'u Masha Haniach Abba, Harei Anu Oisim Va'ichlim, Hishpichu Le'atzman. Rashbam explains, the case of the Reisha is that the Nechosim were still in the Tfusa Sabayis, which means they did not yet divide the Nechosim, and then what happened was that Gedolim went ahead and started working on the Karka. The other din of the Mishnah is, Hashvach Le'emtza, the Gedolim don't get anything extra from the work that they did. The Nechosim are still divided equally between the Ketanim and the Gedolim, and the Ketanim will end up gaining from the efforts of the Gedolim. Now the Gemara explains, the case is talking about that it was Shibchu Nechosim Machmas Nechosim, which means, as the Rashbam explains, that the Gedolim themselves did not do any work on their own, and they also did not hire workers with their money. Rather, what they did was they hired workers with the father's money. If they would have done work on their own, or if they would have hired workers with their own money, then it would be that they themselves would profit from their shvach. It would not be divided equally with the Ketanim. Now, Taisa over here in Divar Maschel v'Shpichu, he explains, what is the chiddush of this din of the Mishnah? One would have thought that perhaps the Gedolim should get a din of a Yair L'Teich Sodeh Shal Chaveri v'Shpichoi, either like a Yair B'Shos, since he's like a Shutif. If one Shutif goes down to the field, which he owns together with another Shutif, and he puts in work, the din is that the Shutif is a Yair B'Shos, and he gets paid as a worker, the same as if the worker would have been hired by the Balabayas. Or at least Taisa says he should have a din of Yair Shaloi B'Shos, there also the din is that the Yair, he gets at least for his Tircha. Here the din is that the Gedolim do not get anything. And the Pshat Taisa says, because we assume that the Gedolim are Moichal. Now, even though, as we said, the case of the Gemara is talking about that it was a Shpiach Nechosim, Machmas Nechosim, the Gedolim did not do any work on their own, and they did not hire the workers with their own money, but still it would seem that for their Tircha alone of hiring workers, they would have rights to some compensation, and that the Mishnah tells us that we assume that the brothers were Moichal. And Taisa adds further that the din of the Mishnah is not only in a case with the Gedolim and Ketanim, and the Gedolim were the ones who were matriach to hire workers, even if all of the Yarshim were Gedolim, and some of them went and were matriach to hire the workers, there also will say that the Gedolim who put in the work will be Meichel, the other Gedolim, and they'll still divide everything equally. Now in the second case of the Mishnah, where the brother said, Re'u ma'ashaniach abo, re'yonu oisim v'oichlim, de'le dinis ishpichu la'atzman, so there's important machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains, in Dibur Maschel v'yim Amru, that the Gedolim said to the Ketanim, in front of Edim, or in front of Bezdin, or Betzibor, they said, Re'u ma'ashaniach lanu abo, umizimonim anu lachlik. The main point that they're trying to express is that we're ready to do the chaluka. U'mashinashpiach nashpiach mechalkenu. Now that we're going to do work, we want to do work only in the chayik that we're going to get. V'nis'atztu Bezdin lachlik. So Bezdin l'maisa procrastinated, they didn't get around to actually do the chaluka. They did as heshpichu la'atzman. When they put in their work, their intention is to work on the part that they themselves are going to get. They don't mean to be meichel anything, and therefore we're going to give them all of the shvach. Now Tosfos over here points out that according to the Rashbam, it's mashma, that the din of this din of the Mishnah, that Hishpichu La'atzman, is only if they worked on half of the karka. They worked on half of the karka, even though we didn't actually divide it yet, so it wasn't designated that that's the half that's going to go to them, but still, since they have a schus to get half of the karka, and Bezin is delaying and giving them their part, when they go and start working on the karka, it's clear that their intention is only to work on behalf of themselves, not for the other brothers. Taisis and the Rosh, however, they argue on this Rashbam. They hold that the din of the Mishnah that Hishpichu L'atzman is true, even if they put work into the entire karka, not only into their chelek. They bring a right from the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Mem Daled Omer Aleph, which we'll get to. And they also ask me Svara, since Lamaisa, as of yet, the Karka has not been divided, and eventually when it does get divided, who said that they can end up getting the Chelik that they were Mashpiach? Therefore, you cannot say that the plan of the Mishnah is Dafka, that they get the Shvach of the Chelik of the Karka which they're supposed to get. So Taisa's Lamaisa holds, he brings this Peshem the Rivom, that the din is that even if they work on the entire Karka, they'll get all of the Shvach. And even though some of the karkas really oimated to go to the Yisayim that are Ketanim, what is the pshat? Why should the Gleim get all of the Shvach? Taisus is bothered that this should not be any different than a Yair L'Teich Soder Shal Chaveroi. The Gleim are going down to work on the field of the Ketanim. So whether you consider them a Yair L'Teich Soder Shal Chaveroi Shaloi Bershus, who only gets Schar Tercha together with his expenses, or even if you say that he's considered Yair L'Teich Soder Shal Chaveroi Bershus, since they're like Shutvim, then in that case he gets more than that, he gets paid as an Oris. But still, why did the Gedolim get all of the Shvach and nothing goes to the Ketanim? And this Taisus explains that when do we say that if there are two Shutfim and one of them goes down to work on the field, if he works on the entire field, so he only gets paid as an Urs, he doesn't get all of the Shvach for himself. There the Pshat is because really the other Shutfim also had the ability of going down to work on the field and being Mashbiachit. Therefore, since he had this ability, we're not going to say that he's Meichel, the Shutfim who put the effort in and was Mashbiach the Karka. Mashenkin, in this case, where there are Yisayim Gdolim and Yisayim Ketanim, and the Yisayim Ketanim do not have the means to go and be Mashbiach the field, then we understand that the Yisayim Ketanim are Meichel and allow the Yisayim Gdolim to go work on the field and get all of the Shvach for themselves. The Rosh says similar to Taisus, and he uses a Nusach that is Zenehen Vezelei Choser. The Ketanim are anyhow not going to be Mashbiach the field. They might as well allow the Gdolim to put the work in and be Mashbiach it, and let the Gdolim get the profit from it. According to this, it comes out that even though we mentioned Taisvis, who says in the previous Dibur Maschal v'Yishpichu, that the ratio of the Mishnah is lav dafka gedolim and ktanim, the same would also be true by gedolim and gedolim. According to what Taisvis is saying now, the next din of the Mishnah is dafka by gedolim and ktanim. If it was gedolim and gedolim, and some of gedolim went ahead and were mashpiach the entire karka, we would not say that they get all of the shvach, rather would have the same din of shutfim if one shutf is yoyer to the sodeh and is mashpiach the entire karka. On his own chelik, he obviously gets all of the shvach, but on the shutev's chelik, he gets as yer l'teich sodeh shachaveri b'shus, he only gets as an artist. Now the Rosh, however, does say that the din of the sefer is true even by gedolim and gedolim, and he explains the pshat is, just like in the Resha, where gedolim went down to the work on the field, they didn't say anything, they didn't say this lashon of ru'u, ma'aniach lanu abo, we understand that the gedolim who are working are being meichel. In the sefer as well, if some of the gedolim went down to begin working on the field, and they did say Ru'u ma'aniach lanu abo, and the other Gedolim did not say anything, they didn't say that we also want to work in order that we should also get some of the Shvach. So we understand that the other Gedolim are being Meichel, and allowing the ones who do want to work on the field to work on all of it and get the Shvach from the entire field. Now from Medayik carefully in the Rosh, it would seem that when he explains this din of the Mishnah, the Seifa, where they said Ru'u ma'aniach lanu abo, as the Rosh said, the case could be talking about that they worked on the whole field, the Rosh explains it one way, if the case is Gdolim and Ketanim, and he explains it a different way if it's Gdolim and Gdolim. If the other brothers were Ketanim, there the Rosh explains, it's Midin Zenehen Vezelei Choser. Since the Ketanim anyways do not have the ability to work on the field, so they don't lose out, they're not losing anyway by the Gdolim working for themselves, therefore the din is the Gdolim could work on the whole field, and they could keep all of the Shvach. This is a bit different than Taisus, who says that the Ketanim are Moichel, according to the way that the Rosh explains that it's working Midin Zenehen Vezelei Choser. You don't have to come onto a mechila. This is the din all over by every Zenehen Vezelei Choser. The din is that the one who's Nena does not have to pay for that which he benefited from his friend. If the friend is not Choser, he also, even though the Gdolim are benefiting from the Chelik of the Ketanim, they still don't have to pay. They could keep all of the Shvach for themselves. For that, you do not have to come onto mechila. Mashen came by the case of Gdolim and Gdolim. There, the Rosh does mention mechila. And the Pshat would be because there we would not be able to apply Zenehen Vezelei Choser. Since all of the Gdolim had the ability to work on the field, so when some of the Gdolim go ahead and work on the entire field, the other ones, the ones who did not work, they are somewhat losing out. Now they no longer have the ability to be Mashpiach the field and gain from the Shvach. The Chari would not apply the Klal of Zenehen Vezelei Choser. For that reason, the Rosh has to mention over here Mechilo. The Pshat is, when some of the Gdolim begin to work on the field and they say, Ru'u ma'aniach lanu abo, and they go ahead to start working, and the other brothers did not say anything, they don't say that we also work on the field, that already is considered a mechila, and for that reason the brothers who did work on the field, that they get the entire shvach. In the Sefer Yelis HaShachar from Rav Shteinman Shlita, he discusses this diuk, that the Rosh seems to be saying different svaras for Ktanim and for Gdoilim, and according to this it would come out that the Rosh would have a teretz to the kash that Tosfos asks at the end of the Dibur HaMaschal. Tosfos asks the kasha the way that he understood, the reason why the Gdoilim get all of the Shvach when they say Yeru Ma'aniach Lanu Abba, the Pshat is because the Ktanim are Moichel the Gdoilim, and he asks the kasha L'chair, it's not Shaykh for Ktanim to be Moichel. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Edel Matthias, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the case of this talking about Tamri Dezika, dates which the wind blows off of the tree. The Gemara says the din is that they're hefker, anyone could come along and eat them, because the owner is miyayish, and the Gemara asks, Yasmi delav b'nei mechila ninu mai, if the owners of the date tree are yusayim k'tanim, since k'tanim cannot be meichel something, it doesn't work, are you allowed to take the dates? But Akapam, you see from that Gemara, mechila does not work for k'tanim. If so, Tosfos asks, what is the pshat over here? How can we say the reason why the Gedolim keep all of the shvach is because the yusayim k'tanim are meichel? And that Tosfos answers, Hochat ein mafsidim, in this case, they're not losing anything. It's not that they got the Revach and now they're giving it up. As opposed to the case of the Tmarim, the Yisraim already owned the Tmarim, and when the Tmarim are blown off of the tree, the Gemara is mavur that Mechila does not help. Here in this case, it's not something that they have already, it's just to allow the Gedolim to go and work on the field and keep all of the Shrach for themselves. That type of Mechila works even for a Katan. L'maaseh, this as far as not so poshut, in the Aliyos HaShach, which we mentioned, he discusses, he says, the reason why Yisraim cannot be Meichel, the Pshat is because they don't have Das. If it's far in Das, so what difference does it make if it's something that they have already, or something that they would have gotten? Either way, in order to create a Mechila, a person has to have Das, and Yisraim do not have Das. And secondly, he discusses, why is it so partial to Tosfos? This is not considered a case where they got something and they're being Meichel, something which they have already. L'chair, in this case as well, when the Gedolim go ahead and work on the entire field, they're working on the Katan's Chilik as well. So right now the Katan's Chilik went up in value. Whoever owns the field, their Zeich in the Shvach that the field has, they should only have to pay either as an Oris, or perhaps as a Yer L'Teich Sol Shaloi B'Shus, but either way, the Shvach is theirs because it's part of their land. So what does Tosfos mean to say that this case is different than the case of Tamar D'Zika? Tosfos says in this case, Le'Bobi Yodom HaRevach, this Svar of Tosfos is not so posher. Accordingly, we're explaining, but that's the Rosh, that the Rosh mentions two different Svaras, one Svar for Gedolim and Ktanim, and one Svar for Gedolim and Gedolim. By Gedolim and Ktanim, the Rosh does not mention anything about Mechila, he just says that it's a case of Zeneh Henev Zelei Choser, and as we explained, if that's the case, then you don't have to come on to Mechila. If so, this would answer the Kasha of Tosfos, that which Tosfos is bothered by, that Yisraim and Ktanim cannot be Meichel. According to the Rosh, you don't have to come on to Mechila, because the din is based on Zeneh Henev Zelei Choser. Only by Gedolim and Gedolim, that's where you have to come on to Mechila, and there you don't have the Kasha of Tosfos, the Gedolim are able to be Meichel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.